John chapter 15. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. This week we will begin our study in John chapter 15, which is a wonderful and very important chapter. In the first few verses, Jesus uses the illustration of the vine and the branches to explain our relationship with him. We will take 2 weeks to contemplate and meditate on each passage in John 15, beginning with verses 1 to 4. John 15, 1 to 4, remain in me, part 1. Hear the word of the Lord today. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, make disciples of Jesus, and equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. This is our simple approach to systematic study of the Bible. Read the chapter we are studying every day. Write your thoughts, insights, and observations as you meditate on the passage using daily meditation questions that are provided. Share what you have learned daily with your sharing partner, and listen to the audio commentary after you have done read, write, and share. If you follow this simple plan, you will gain a good understanding of each chapter and book of the Bible that we study. I would like to encourage everyone to memorize John 15, 1 through 17. In this passage, Jesus explains clearly and simply how we live in a loving relationship with him. At the very least, I suggest that everyone memorize and meditate on John 15, verses 4 and 5. Remain in me, and I in you. As the branch can't bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. These verses give us one of the best pictures of how we live in Christ and he in us. Everything in the Christian life depends on the quality of our love relationship with him. In John 15, Jesus used the illustration of the vine in the branches to describe the nature of our relationship with him. He wants us all, he wants all of his followers to have an abundant and fruitful life by staying connected to him. Let us prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your word. Open our eyes and our hearts to understand your word and receive the life of Jesus through it today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 15, 1 to 4, remain in me, part 1. Verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the farmer. The Father is the farmer. He owns the farm and has planted the plants. We are his plants, which he planted to bear fruit. He weeds, waters, fertilizes, and nurtures the plants. Good farmers get up early in the morning and go to their fields. They want to see a good harvest, so they take very good care of their plants. Our Father in heaven is much more concerned about us. We are his plants, and he is continually working in our lives so that we can be healthy and bear lasting fruit. The Father is the one who takes care of the vineyard. Jesus is the true vine. He is the only one who can give true life. The Father works in our lives so that we can continually receive the life of Jesus and produce rich and bountiful fruit. Verse 2, every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Meditation question, how does the Father prune us and why? I have seen farmers pruning grapevines. They do what Jesus described in verse 2. They cut away branches that will not bear fruit and prune each vine so that it will bear maximum fruit. The Father prunes us that we may bear more fruit. Many plants and fruit trees must be pruned to produce maximum fruit. The unnecessary branches will grow wild and produce little fruit if not pruned. We have areas of our lives that need to be cut off. They are like dead branches. These areas of selfishness get in the way and limit the fruit Christ can produce through us. Areas of the flesh need to be pruned and cut off. Only branches that grow out of Jesus can produce good fruit. Branches that grow out of my self-will and old nature will always produce bad fruit. In my life, the Lord has had to prune many areas of self and pride. For example, sometimes knowledge gets in the way of Christ being revealed in me. If these branches are not pruned, they will grow bigger and bigger. The bigger they become, the more painful they are to cut off. Verse 3, you are already pruned clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Meditation question. How does the Father prune us and clean us through the words he speaks to us? One way he prunes us is through his word. Jesus speaks to us personally through the scriptures. He wants to purify and deal with areas of pride and selfishness through his word. However, we must listen and respond to his words, to the words he speaks to us. I do not think Jesus was talking about salvation in this passage. He was talking about fruit bearing. Fruit is mentioned 6 times in the first 10 verses. He wants to produce a fruit through the Spirit of Christ who lives in us. The Father prunes away branches and cleanses us through his word. God will prune and purify our hearts through his words if we listen. However, pruning will become more painful if we don't let his words do their work in us. Cutting off a large branch is much more painful than a small one. If you prune a branch when it is very small, you can simply pluck it off with your fingers. But if it grows big, you need a chainsaw. If we keep a soft heart and listen to him, he will deal with those areas of our lives just by speaking to us. Tomatoes, for example, grow fast. Branches grow out of the trunk or the main stem, between the main stem and the branches. These sucker branches suck the life out of the stem and reduce the amount of fruit that is produced. They must be pruned to produce rich fruit. One time I was struggling with an issue in my life. I felt like the Lord say, don't be childish. I recalled 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away the ways of childhood behind me. I could have justified myself or blamed others, but it was clear that the Lord was saying, don't be childish. I was set free as I let the Lord change my heart through this word. I was clean through the word he spoke to me. We must let God's words deal with our attitudes and motivations. It says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates, even dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The word of God is like a sword that penetrates the heart. We must let it work deeply in our hearts and expose thoughts and attitudes of the flesh. Pruning can be painful, but in the end, it is a joy to get rid of dead branches in our lives. Verse 4, remain in me and I in you. As the branch can't bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. Meditation question. What does it mean to remain in Jesus and he in us? As Jesus lived in complete dependence on his Father, so we are to live in complete dependence on Jesus. The Christian life is impossible to live without his indwelling presence. Jesus explained this relationship through the illustration of the vine and the branches. The word abide is used 11 times in the first 11 verses of John 15. What does it mean to abide or remain in Jesus? It means to stay in fellowship with him, so that he can produce fruit through us. To remain in Christ means to stay connected to him, like a branch stays connected to the vine. It means to be one with, to continue receiving life from, and to depend on and rest in him. Many phrases can be used, but please do not complicate it. Jesus meant this as a simple illustration that everyone can understand and experience. Abiding in Jesus is not a secret because it is hard to understand or that God is trying to hide it from people. In fact, remain in me is a command. The promise follows it. He said, and I will remain in you. God desires that we stay connected to him and experience his life flowing through us. Jesus died so that we can live in an intimate love relationship with him. He wants us to remain in him and to live in him and he in us. Jesus emphasized this in John chapter 14. In John 15, he explains how we live in him in more detail. Jesus said, a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. It is evident that a branch cannot produce fruit if it is not connected to the vine. In the same way, it is impossible for us to produce fruit if we do not remain in Christ. Everyone can understand the illustration Jesus used. The main point is clear. God produces fruit in us as we live in Christ and stay connected to him. We will continue this discussion in the next section covering verses 5 through 8. Let's pray. Lord, teach us to remain in you, to stay connected to you, and to produce fruit by your indwelling life. Thank you for promising that you will remain in us if we remain in you. In Christ's name, amen.